earth, wind, and fire. More fire. More fire.
You know what time it is.
Banzai. Yeah.
Cyber shots. Perfect.
There's a glitch. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. If this is your first time, welcome. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Cyber, the host of Cybershot Podcast. Yo, shout out yourself. Big up to you. Appreciate you stopping by. Stick around. We got a good show. Shout out to all the Cyborg Nation. What's up? You know what it is. Shout out to all y'all. And check it out. If you feel free or you have a little time, you can go to iTunes. That's right, iTunes, and write me a review. Appreciate that. That'll help me get out there. You know what I mean? That's better than hitting the Cash App, right? Unless you want to hit the Cash App. But anyway, check it out. Here at Cybershot Podcast, we like to bring that
There's a glitch. Excuse me, are you having an orgasm? Excuse me, are you having an orgasm?
Just like that.
Hey, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yo, check it out. Today we have, on the show, today's show, you know what we have, that's right, we have, guess what we have, y'all? We have the Florida red light ticket scam. That's right, the red light ticket scam that's really going around in the Central Florida area. That's right, that's right, that's right. So are you ready for the crazy ass Florida traffic stories? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And first and foremost, I got one more shout out that I forgot to do. Shout out to me for being on vacation. Oh, there go being on vacation. You hear me? So you already know I'm going to bring you guys that. Yeah, okay, enough with the effects, Cybershots. Come on, get to the content. Okay, check it out. Now, here's the deal. What they've been doing since that beer that people drinks that makes them sick came out. You know what I mean? Yeah, since that came out. Now, check this out, y'all. I had to go to the DMV to reinstate my license, right? Because my license was suspended. Now, those of you who rock with me, been listening to me for a while, you know I'm a truck driver. You know what I mean? Been doing it for like 20 years. But anyway. Y'all don't care about that, do you? But check it out. So I get to work, right? After I finish working. This was last week. Fortunately, I'm on vacation this week. So, you know, I took care of everything. And they was like, hey, old man. I'm like, what's up? Your license is suspended. Woo, man, you funny as hell, dog. You got a podcast? You a podcast, Angie. You be live streaming? You on Twitch, ain't you? You a gamer? You a gamer, Angie. Yeah, you be on Spoon, don't you, dog? I thought I saw you on Spoon. You funny motherfucker, man. They was like, nah, seriously. What are you talking about, Cyberside? Anyway, that's what they were saying to me. I'm like, I really don't give a fuck. What's the deal? So anyway, they was like, yeah, man, you need to go check that out ASAP, but you're going on vacation next week, so blahzy blah, whoop-de-whoop. And once again, for those of you all who was always wondering what blahzy blah and whoop-de-whoop means, it means etc., etc. That's right, that's right. So anyway, I had to make an appointment to make an appointment. Yeah. So I did that, you know, when I found out about it, I had to make an appointment. Then I had went down there, got everything reinstated. Now, here's the thing that tripped me out. As I'm in the courthouse, because you had to pay the ticket to get my license back reinstated, right? Check this out. I'm going to say there are about 80 people in there, right? And all I hear, because I sit up front, you know what I'm saying? I sit up front because I want to get the hell out of there. Plus, I got a short attention span. I want to look at the board and shit and see what's going on. Sitting up there thinking about podcasts and making videos and shit and miss my number and get kicked out the courthouse. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. So anyway, I'm sitting there, right? And I hear this one lady. She is going smooth the fuck off about how she did not receive the ticket, right? Her license is suspended. Now, not only do you have to pay to get your license reinstated, there's also a $60 fee. Yeah, a $60 fee on top of whatever it is. I don't know. She had a, I'm pretty sure, I don't know what class license she has, but I have a CDL, so it's a little bit more. Hits my pockets a little bit deeper, you know what I mean? So anyway, I hear the next guy. This guy was funny, man. You know what? I said I wasn't going to put him in a podcast, but yeah, I'm going to do it. Well, you got to put my pickup truck. I need to pick up the tags, the license. What do you mean license? The pickup truck. I need a pick them up truck. I need a tag for the license. What? How much? Oh, no. Can't be paying all that. Payment plan. How much is the payment plan? Oh, no. Can't be paying all that. I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm like, damn, how much is this shit? You got me wondering, like, they already told me how much it was, but the way he was hooting and hollering and carrying on and shit, I'm like, damn, man, is it that serious? All right. My license good. I can go back in my pick 'em up truck. Yeah, man. The pick 'em up truck, cement pond, alligator, whatever the fuck you want to do, man. Get out of here. People in line. You've already been taken care of, sir. Please have a blessed day. From Cybershots to you. Hopefully you and your pick 'em up truck will have a good day. Yeah. And then there's this other lady, man. She had to be like, I think she was like 5'1", 5'2", and she was going smooth the fuck off over the same situation. I'm like, damn it, man. So anyway, I get up there, boom, 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 talk to the lady, blahzy blah, whoop de whoop. She was like, the price is, I'm like, excuse me? Don't you know I'm on vacation? Lady, I'm on vacation. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got to buy a whole bunch of food, you know what I mean? Got to buy some food and some drink and some extracurricular activities to indulge in during podcasting. What is wrong with you? Then she was like, okay, cool, whatever. It is what it is. Boom, here you go. And there's an additional $60 fee. I'm like, man, you really hurt my pockets, lady. I didn't say that to her because I should have, but I didn't. But anyway, it is what it is. I got that situated. Now, I was like, do I have to go back to the DMV? Because these people did not mail me my sticker. I paid for my sticker for 2 years. That's 2021 and 2022. Yeah, I mean, so I'm like, I keep calling them the wait time is 2 to 3 hours. I'm like, excuse me,
are you having an orgasm?
Yeah, so anyway, there's no way in the hell am I going to sit on the phone for 3 hours? Do you know what I can do in 3 hours? I can do a podcast, make a video, and jump in the rabbit hole of YouTube, man. Come on, man. What's the matter with you people? But however, I did give it a shot. I made it for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make me another appointment. So in other words, after I left the courthouse to go down to the DMV, I could not even ask the people a question because the security guard there with nice gun, by the way, was like, no, you need an appointment. I'm like, man, come on, man. It's me, man. Cybershots, man. Download, like, share, and subscribe. He's like, what? Yeah. You don't? Okay. whatever, dude. Yo, check it out. I'm hustling, man. Anyway, I'm trying to get this. See, what had happened was I had to get my license, you know what I mean, reinstated. And what they had told me was to just to come back over here and bam, talk to my man, you know, talk to you, you know what I'm saying? See if I could just slide up to the front of the line, right? That's how it works, right? He was like, no, sir, it does not work like that. I appreciate you calling me, sir, and all that. But anyway, check it out, man. I really need to do this, right? I just got to go up there, ask her a question, you know what I'm saying? See what's up with my stickers, you know what I mean? Because I already paid for my stickers for 2 years, and I still have not received them. He was like, damn, man, that's fucked up. I'm like, good. See, this is what I'm talking. This is what I'm trying to tell you, young fella. Come on, man. Let's stick together, brother. My brother, let me slide to the line. He's like, no, sir. Unfortunately, I cannot do that. So I had to go to the kiosk and make an appointment. The appointment is at 4:20. How ironic. I just thought about that shit. Yeah, my appointment is at fucking 4:20, man. Yeah, all right, then. Very funny, universe. Very funny. So anyway, I'm going to have to wait all the way till 4:20. Just to go down there to get a piece of paper to put on the back of my car, a sticker. Isn't that some shit, man? But the thing about this is, okay, in Florida, there, I think it's the number one pedestrian for bicycles, people that have been people that have lost their lives on bicycles, right? Now, here's the thing. They make these small-ass bicycle lanes, right? And people, okay, technically, well, I mean, technically, I'm not sure if it's in all states, but if anything with wheels on it has the right of way, such as a bicycle or things of that nature. Yeah, hold up. It's glitching up a little bit.
There's a glitch.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Yo, check this out. Okay, in Florida, the reason why they do that is because, like I said, a lot of people have lost their lives on bicycles and they make these real small lanes. And then you have all these wealthy people with, what is that? Peugeot? The Peugeot bicycle? Maybe. You like the Peugeot bicycle? No? Yeah, you got all these bicycle clubs with like $2,000 bicycles and $1,000 tires and shit. And they have like 100 of these people riding in the middle. Come on, man. Cut that shit out, man. You got enough money to go on a Tour de France, man. Fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, come on, man. Seriously. But, okay, where I work at, I have a commute, about an hour commute to work, right? Now, in this in particular county, they are not required to wear any type of lights on the bike or safety, you know, reflective gear, no lights and no reflectors. Now, in the Central Florida area where I stay at, there have been so many people, unfortunately, that have lost their lives on bicycles that if you are riding a bicycle and it's dark, you don't have on a safety vest, you don't have reflectors on your bike, you don't have a front light, you don't have a back light, and you might need to strap a light on your head. Your bicycle needs to look like a disco. You know what I mean? For real, though. Guess what happens? They pull your ass off of that bicycle and they take you to jail. Now, in the county that I'm working in, unfortunately, I saw someone's bicycle two weeks ago on the way to work, man. They, had blocked all the entrance off to work. You know, you couldn't get in work. Everybody was like 20 minutes to half an hour late because someone apparently hit this guy, did a hit and run, man. So they had all the intersections blocked off, man, which is a sad situation, though. So, you know, with that being said, anybody out there, you know, if you're on the road, you should always drive for others and not for yourself. Be safe out there. You know what I mean? Because that could be someone's loved one. You know what I'm saying? It's rough out there, man. Sometimes you need to ride a bike, man. Have I ever ridden a bike to work? Yeah, I did back in the early days. But way back in the 1980-something, Irvin. Damn. But anyway, that was for a short period. But anyway, the whole thing that I'm trying to say is I think it's messed up that they're taking advantage of people. You know what I'm saying? They're taking advantage of people due to the virus or whatever you want to call it is out here. You're not giving people their ticket. And when they told me that at work, I'm like, okay, look, check this out. I have not been stopped by the police. Okay. If I would have been stopped by the police, I would remember that I was stopped by the police because I don't anyway with the police. What? I'm like, okay. I'm going back like, I didn't get a ticket. How the hell did I get a ticket? Now, mind you, guess what? The light that I got the ticket at is where all of my homies, you know, I was calling around, boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah, that light right by so-and-so. Man, nah, man, don't ever run that light, man. Yeah, make sure you stop before you get to the put a pedestrian crosswalk, dog, man. Yeah, don't be speeding when you go to that light, man. If it's yellow, man, just stop. Come to a complete stop, man. Even if you're making the right-hand turn. Man, you don't shut the fuck. You telling me this shit? You telling me this shit after I got the ticket?
Oh, yeah, 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 that happened. Yeah, that happened to quite a few people I know, man. Yeah, it happened to my niece. Yeah, she had the same thing, man. Yeah, they need to send her the ticket. Ain't that something?
Man, come on, man. Anyway, I appreciate your wisdom, even though it's late. Wisdom is always appreciated, though. But anyway, I think that's a real messed up situation. And also, containing to this red light traffic scam, the person that was, I think it was like 3 years ago that was in charge of this, ended up getting arrested, you know, for taking lavish vacations. Expense accounts, trips, food, all kind of stuff on the good taxpayers' money. That's right. That's right. I sit up here, I pay my taxes, I sip a little bit of Hennessy, I do my podcast, and I make IGTV videos. That's right. If you would like to check out the theme to Cybershot Podcast, make sure you follow me on Instagram. Link is in the bio. But anyway, what I'm saying, man, this is a bunch of bullshit, man. So I end up wasting, you know, a good 8 hours today, man. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of podcasts dropping that I listened to. There was a lot of live streamers that I listened to, man, and they were just blowing up, man. But, you know, I had to stay focused on what I was doing. Yeah, because your boy was sliding dirty. Yeah, hey, what? Man, you got me fucked up. First of all, you didn't give me the ticket. Oh, all right, then. You just want me to get whatever, dude. And, no, man, I'm not catching the cab and I'm not paying the Uber, man. For what? For something that you didn't take? Man, come on, man. That's a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, hold on. We'll be back right after these messages.
Cyber 1-1 Productions.
There's a glitch.
No. What?
I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster. I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster.
Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that.
Excuse me, are you having an orgasm?
Almost moist. Extremely hot. almost moist and damp and. Just like that.
Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm tripping, y'all. I am tripping. But yo, check it out, though. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that stopped by. I love y'all for real, man. Because without no you, there's no me. You know what I mean? And like I always like to say at this time,
Banzai. Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I like to say at this time.
And I am up out of this bitch. And I am up out of this bitch. And I am up out of this bitch.
Oh,
excuse me. And I am up out of this bitch. Oh.
And I am up out of this bitch.
Just like that.
And I am up out of this bitch. Oh.